Welcome back to your morning tradition, Mike and Lisa Austin. Here at the Austin Family Compound, deep in the depths of the castle. This would normally be the dungeon of the castle,
yeah.
But it is now Mike's workspace, and it is our studio.
I wouldn't call it the dungeon.
We did finally get around to killing some spiders in here the other day.
Oh, that was nasty.
We had a huge
pile
spider web, and there was, well, it was keeping the other bugs down, though. We were feeding them.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to breakfast. How's the Wheaties? Good. Glad everything's good. Good morning and welcome to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
And part of living your faith is teaching the children. Ever since the days of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, we know that we must teach our children well.
That's right.
Rock and roll taught me that. Anyway, so
I didn't know it could teach.
Yes. So we're homeschool. Oh yeah, I know already that school's out for summer. Anyway, sorry.
All
school's
right.
Almost back in. We actually didn't stop doing school all summer long, and that brings me to this. We are gonna go beyond just homeschooling. Which, by the way, we have someone from Our Lady of Victory School is going to be on with us very soon, Christina Perez.
Correct.
Look for her next week. We're going to talk homeschooling. We're going to talk the challenges of the advantages of picking a curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And as opposed to not
right.
and doing it yourself.
The title of the show is Pick It and Stick It. Picking a curriculum and sticking with it. Right?
Well, that does help.
Pick it and stick it. All right. Anyway, so going beyond homeschooling is the religious instruction, and often part of the homeschooling curriculum, at least for a Catholic school, is religious instruction. And that's part of our duty. And back in the day, in the good Catholic schools, there was religious instruction.
That's right. Solid religious instruction.
There's the key. Solid religious instruction. And so now, I think sometimes we can become a bit complacent as mom and dad when it comes to religious instruction of the kids. In other words, you can't move to a city or to a town, a Catholic town, and expect the town to catechize your kids.
Oh, yes.
Right? You got to live that thing. You got to talk about it at home. You've got to do instructions.
Also.
And in addition to father, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, there are a number of traditional Catholic towns in America.
There are.
Hello. What's the town in Kentucky? I can't remember it right now.
Oh, I know it.
It's St. Mary's, Kansas. Hello, St. Mary's, Kansas. We love you. We have many of our friends have moved there. Post Falls,
right.
Speaking of Our Lady of Victory School. So anyway, but what I'm saying is you can't just automatically figure, well, we're in a great Catholic environment. They are going to get this stuff through osmosis. They're going to live this Catholic culture. Their religion is going to just seep in, and it's going to be beautiful. And if you don't keep up with that...
Yeah, you do have to teach it.
So.
Correct, you do. Anyway, I got this article.
Okay.
It was from The Carpenter, Father Bruciani and Father Hanos.
Father Hanos is a tall man.
He is.
I'm just, as an aside, Father Hanos, you are a tall man.
He is.
Like you've never heard that before.
But, anyway, they created this magazine, this newsletter. It's a parish newsletter from St. Joseph's Catholic Church. And my mom passed it on to me.
Okay.
And it was in regards to religious instruction and child neglect, how they go hand in hand. And I think you've got the article there. I mean, it says it's important for the mother and father to instruct their children in religious things because it could be a form of child neglect. It could be a sin, in a sense.
Well, they go on to talk about how, and it's pretty much what we were saying. He says, we offer a 45 minutes a week of instruction. This, however, is vastly insufficient. Parents who do not seek supplement by at least another hour a week. So that's the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
1 hour a week. We have a friend who, after Mass on Sunday, And I found this out by talking to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
As they got older, you know, you're standing around, you're having some donuts. So what are you guys doing later on? Well, Dad always sits us down after Mass when we get home and we have something to eat. And he sits in the big chair, and then he tells us, we talk about what Father said, and then he gets the books out, and he teaches us.
That's neat.
That's what happens.
Well,
and so, yeah, it suggests in that article there, at least one extra hour a week.
Right. And what I was referring to earlier, it says, every father and mother has a grave obligation before God to ensure that their child has access to regular catechetical instruction. Neglect of a child's religious formation is not only grievously sinful, it is also a form of religious child neglect.
Wowie.
So what Father Bruciani is saying here is it's very, very important that as a mother and a father, you instruct your children's in religious matters accordingly.
Children's?
Your children.
Instruct the children's.
Yes.
All right.
Accordingly.
Teach your children well.
Yeah. He also referenced here the Sacred Heart Novitiate. I guess they have a program that it's a correspondence program that you can sign up for.
Well, see, this is nice because for a guy like me, a challenge is, okay, irreligious instruction. Where do you start? Do I just break out the Baltimore Catechism and do we start going over that? I suppose that's a start. Do we start going through the Missal? There should be some sort of form here.
Right.
And this is nice. So it's a correspondence course, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Our Lady of Fatima Correspondence Catechism, available from the Sacred Heart Novitiate in Browerville, Minnesota.
That's right.
And you could Google it, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Ask just about anybody. Says it covers kindergarten and up. Even high school students find the program useful.
Right.
Includes, go ahead.
This is just for religious instruction.
Right, yeah. This isn't homeschooling. It is, but it's religious instruction.
Correct.
Includes Advent and Lenten projects, catechism questions and stories.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little blatant plug.
What?
This might even be something where the Catechism on the Ten Commandments audiobook that we recorded right here in this very studio.
Yes.
Available through Angelus Press. That would be a nice supplement, I would think.
Yes, it would be.
So I know that they've listened to it on different retreats and things like that. But courses run from 36 to 38 weeks to 42 weeks, depending on the grade. And a sister will correct the students' weekly homework sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice because, we're gonna sign up. We're going to start teaching. But
right. Now, if you want something more elaborate, a whole homeschool program, then, excuse me, mm-hmm. Our Lady of Victory School is a very good option.
And we're going to talk
with them. And they have a very good religious program also. Very good.
So next week, we're going to have someone from Our Lady of Victory School on, Christina Perez.
Right. But if you can't or don't want to go that route, here's another option for you. And it's the Sacred Heart Novitiate in Browerville, they also have this option. So we're just presenting to you different ways that you can get this information, and you make the decision, obviously.
I will give you the address if you want to write to them. Maybe you could post something about this on the website.
I could.
On our website, magnificatmedia.com, which is where you are right now.
That's correct.
Which, by the way, we still have to put up the video I worked so hard on.
I do. I'm so sorry about that.
I stayed up late working on it.
You certainly did. You worked hard. I'm so sorry.
Every day the show is turning into Mike trying to get Lisa to pat him on the back. All right. So anyway, here's the address for a Sacred Heart Novitiate in Browerville. It's 540 West 8th Street, Browerville, Minnesota, 56438. Keep looking here at magnificatmedia.com for the link to that. And we will put that up for you. We have one more little segment of the show we want to get to this morning and some more cereal to eat. So,
just a little.
One of these times I am going to bring some cereal down here. We'll just nosh.
Okay.
That would be rude, I think, for our listeners.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think
you'd thought about it on the air.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. All right. Mike and Lisa Austin here. It's your morning tradition. I will refresh my coffee with some Abbey Roast coffee from our friends, the brothers. Out west in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take this break and get back
coffee.
Here. Yeah, it's very good coffee, and we've got to get... I still want to talk to Brother Bernard.
Yep.
Does the roasting, right?
Yes, he does.
I want to talk to Father Cyprian. I think I got to get it through Father Cyprian about Brother Bernard doing his own coffee roasting segment, like a whole show on coffee roasting.
I know.
Come on, brother.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break, come back here, and finish up your Thursday morning here on Your Morning Tradition. It's not our morning tradition. It's all of our morning traditions as we hold hands, sing Kumbaya together. It's Your Morning Tradition, where we are
living our faith.
We'll be right back. Hang on now. Good morning and welcome to the final segment of Your Morning Tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. We're Mike and Lisa Austin.
Living our faith.
All right. I always like that part. Hey, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, we'll have, if you're listening to this the first time around, there's a replay coming up in case you missed the first part of the show.
That's right.
So lucky you. And then if you missed the whole show and you're going to be around later,
we'll be back tomorrow.
Well, and we replay the thing in the afternoon, unless, of course, you're listening to us in the afternoon, at which time, there you go, we're almost done.
Uh-huh. And so, then we'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We were making fun of our youngest, who is now 12, but when she was like 3,
mm-hmm.
we have a video of her at Christmas saying, "That's great, you can wear that Tororo."
Mm-hmm.
Tororo. Hey, couple of things.
Like gloves.
Gloves. I got new gloves. I can wear them Tororo. All right.
I love it.
So here at Magnificat Radio, we're living our faith, and part of living our faith is being out there in the regular world. We don't all live in a bubble. We don't have even though we all live in a compound, I know we do.
Yeah.
I have put
we
the
don't
garden
live
towers
in a bubble.
Up. I have got the kids posted on sentry duty. But no, so we do have to interact with our fellow human beings. That's okay. We live our faith. We're an example.
Yes.
Right? Our traditional Catholic faith. And so when we're out there, here's what I'm saying. Here on Magnificat Radio, we're not always talking about Catholic doctrine and stuff like that.
That's true.
All right.
Because we're trying to
round it
faith.
Out a little for
round
you.
It out, give you a little variety.
To that end, I'm glad. Did we talked about the gas prices, right? Yeah,
we
got that in there. How about this for a couple of things coming up? This is one I think we should review. We know we're doing some movie reviews.
Yes.
Miracle on the Hudson is a movie that they're going to make about the Miracle on the Hudson. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't, we're talking Sully Sullenberger, that airline captain who landed his airline on its belly back in 2009, emergency landing in the Hudson River. Anyway, Tom Hanks is going to play Sully Sullenberger. That's not big news because that came out a while back.
Okay.
And Tom Hanks is going to nail that. You know he's going to just nail that.
Yeah, he is.
Tom Hanks, I don't think the man has done a bad movie.
He makes some good choices. Isn't it about choices?
It is. Everything's about choices,
Lisa.
Everything
is about making good choices.
So glad you said that. Always go forth and make good choices boldly, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
All right, so he's playing Sully Sullenberger. They found who's going to be his co-pilot. I don't know actors. I don't know. Some guy named Aaron Eckhart.
Don't know him.
Is he good? You don't know. Anyway, he's going to co-star. Clint Eastwood is directing this movie.
Ooh.
So Clint Eastwood and Tom Hanks together, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. Here's another one. They're doing, oh boy. What? Don't get me started on the whole Cecil the Lion thing. Don't get me started on that. We'll touch base on that one tomorrow. Because I got a whole rant on Cecil the Lion. But
Moving forward,
thank you. They're going to do a follow-up to The Lion King.
Though, really?
Well, there's so much money in it, you gotta.
How many Lion Kings have they done already?
I'm sorry, you don't gotta. You got a Hakuna Matata. What?
How many have they done already?
A dozen? I don't know. It says here it's going to be called The Lion Guard. Oh, okay. The
All
Lion
right.
Guard, Return of the Roar, will be a follow-up to the 1994 animated hit, and this will air on the Disney Channel in November. So it's a TV thing.
But we don't have TV.
No. We'll wait for it to come up on Hulu. I don't know. Maybe we won't even watch it, but I just thought maybe you'd be interested in that. It was a good movie, The Lion King.
Yeah, it was.
The Circle of Life. Mm-hmm. Come on. Okay. Hakuna Matata. The Lion Guard. So they've got the Lion King, then they find the Lion Guard. So they'll just keep going until they run out of ranks. They have the Lion Janitor.
Something. That's, yeah.
The Lion Private. The Lion Corporal. I am the Lion King. Where's the Lion Queen? You know, and they'll go through all of that.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably go Lion Queen.
Of course they will. You've got to have the equal things these days. Mm-hmm. Sure, of course they will. Hey, listen, I think that's just about going to do it. Are we done?
We could be done.
I have finished. Remember.
It's up to you, Mike. It's your show.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We want to thank our friend. He is our friend now. Lawrence Spinnick. He is a whittler. And he whittles up in the Adirondack Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't buy his stuff. You might see it someplace if you're ever around in the Adirondacks. Although he is getting quite old. I will just say you that.
He is.
So you might want to do it soon.
Right.
But learn to whittle yourself. And you know what kind of wood you need? Basswood. Have some basswood. It's soft wood is what it is.
That's right.
And so we want to thank him for being our guest. John Venari will be on with us tomorrow. And we're going to talk about, I really am cognizant of not wanting to talk this thing to death because there's been so much talked about it, especially in traditional circles, the upcoming synod in October. We even talked with Father Peter Scott about it.
We did.
But John always
has a different angle on it.
He always has a unique take on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate his viewpoint. And I respect the man immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good friend of the show. So we'll have John Venari on tomorrow talking about the
Synod.
Synod.
Yeah, whatever you say, Mike. You're right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was so waiting for that. All right. Go have a great day. It's Thursday. You're almost into the weekend. It's almost here for you. God love you. Magnificat Radio here on MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin putting a cork in a bottle of another one, Lisa.
Yeah, there you go.
We put the Tupperware lid on and burp that baby. We have sealed shut the zipper lock on the bag this morning.
I like that one.
We have placed the little hooky part of the Velcro on the carpet part and squeezed.
Okay.
We have taken the super glue out of the tube and not spilled a drop and pushed the two surfaces together and held for 5 seconds. That is what we've done. We have sealed the show.
Wow.
And it's nice to move on. Thank you for being part of our day, your morning tradition, where we are
living our faith.
See you tomorrow.